was hoping that she was in earshot and that she could hear.
And at that time, were you convinced that she would actually come back?
Yes.
And there was no part of you that at that time that feared the worst?
No.
And Stuart said he loved you with all his heart. Did you love him?
Well, I did before. Of course I did. He was my world.
And just tell us a bit about the life that you had together.
We had a happy life. A normal, happy relationship, same as anybody else. We had our good times, we had our arguments.
And what was he like?
He was a gentle giant. He was loving, he was caring.
And that
was it.
And that there was nothing in the time that you were with him that gave you cause to wonder about anything?
Nothing whatsoever.
And he was never violent or abusive in any way?
Nope.
What was, when you first heard the sentence on Monday, what went through your head? What was the first thought that you had?
Not enough.
What would you have sentenced him to?
I don't know, because nothing would have been enough. Doesn't matter what they done, no matter what they said, it would never have been enough. Never.
And he'll be 75 when he leaves. Do you think he should be able to apply for parole?
No, I don't think he should be entitled to anything.
David, let me come to you. How are the family coping now?
It's hard. We're trying to get through it as a family. We're all sticking together. We're just trying to be there for each other and that. And we're just, I mean, trying to be close, trying to be as much close as we can, you know what I mean? We're always close, always. All of us, we're always close.
And how's Natalie? How's she coping, Tia's mother?
She's okay. She has her down days, but it's... We get there. It's hard, but we do get there.
I mean, the whole experience of the trial must have been awful for you all, but I guess for Natalie in particular,
yeah,
it must have been awful.
It was. It has took a strain on her really hard. It has. It's just, it's hard for all of us. It's just, I know we've got our justice now, but it ain't going to bring my little girl back, is it?
Now, you knew Stuart well. Describe Stuart from your perspective.
Oh, bit of a dipped up.
A what?
Bit of a dipped up, bit of a div, really, sometimes. But I don't know if he was planning on that or not. I don't know.
And there was nothing in his behaviour, nothing in his character that gave you any cause for concern?
To be honest with you, no. No, he's just...
Because, I mean, Christine, you've said in the past that he was very argumentative. He would smoke weed in front of Tia. You say you hated that, but you couldn't do anything about it. I mean, that's not the behaviour of a normal person in front of a 12-year-old girl, is it?
Depends on where you come from, I suppose, because he's not in a minority there, is he?
Well, I'd say he would be. I don't think many adults would smoke drugs in front of children.
You'll find quite a few people do that.
And get drunk in front of them.
Mm, yeah. Oh, no, he never got drunk in front of them.
No?
No. He'd have a couple of cans of Foster's in front of him. He wouldn't go any no further than that, not in front of him.
But I think a lot of people will say, well, he'd been in prison. He was convicted of cocaine dealing. He walked into a pub with a machete. He would smoke drugs.
He didn't walk into a pub with a machete. He was out on the street with a machete.
Okay, well, he was convicted of it. Someone like that, I think a lot of people would say, well, why would you leave a 12-year-old girl with someone with that kind of record of behaviour?
Because all the drug dealing convictions was before we was together, which his past is not my concern. We've all got a past. Nobody's whiter than white.
I think it should. It's a concern when you're leaving him with
he showed no
young
violence
girl.
Towards me, towards my children, towards my grandchildren. Not even in front of us.
He doted on them.
Yeah.
He doted on
there,
them.
There was,
my two boys as well.
He never. All right, he was. He'd argue with me, but. Not in front of the grandkids, not in front of anybody else, and he wouldn't do it in front of anybody else. He never done it.
But I think you've said in the past there were no clues you were living with a monster. I think a lot of people will say, well, given those things, that there were plenty of clues that he wasn't behaving normally.
No, well, that comes from people that doesn't know me, that do not know us. There was no clues. I tell you my story. I'll even do a lie detector for you, if you like. You find fault, you find a loophole in my story, then be my guest, we go for it. But no.
I don't know if you've seen an article that Sandra Parsons has written in the Daily Mail today. She says, I suspect deep down Christine did know her boyfriend wasn't a safe companion Now, that is what a lot of people will think,
isn't
it?
Well, I'm glad this lady who doesn't know me knows me deep down. I'm so glad she knows her facts, because she's doing the same of what a lot of other people are doing, and she's talking about herself. That's how she feels. That's what she knows. She doesn't know me. She's never met me. She's never spoken to me. But she knows how I feel deep down. Very clever lady, that. Maybe she should stand for government.
Well, when you read things about you and your family, though, do you feel as if you're reading about people that are completely different to yourselves?
I'm reading about ignorant.
It's hard to read it.
Yeah.
Really hard to read it.
They're ignorant people.
With all pictures of my little girl.
They're all saying the family this, the family that. Don't talk about me as if you know me. Get to know me, then say it. You've known me for what? 8-9 months? But no, you've known my name for 8-9 months. You don't know me.
Christine, you were arrested at first on suspicion of Tia's murder. That must have been the most horrific experience when you knew 100% that you had nothing to do with it. Was there at any point that you thought, oh my God, I might go to jail?
No, because I couldn't go to jail. How could I go to jail?
Well, because there are people that have gone to jail when they've been completely innocent. I mean, if I was arrested for something like that, there would be a part of me thinking, oh my God, what if this actually ends up with me going to jail for something I haven't done?
No, because even though I was arrested, the police done a 6-month intense background check on me and they found nothing. Not even a lie. So there you go. Police can't prove me to be a liar. What chance has anybody else got?
So what happened? What convinced them that you had nothing to do with it in the end? Just the fact that they checked your background
They checked my background. What I told them, I could verify what I told them. To the point of where I drove and what I done. Because I was always en route of CCTV.
Do you think that they arrested you in the first place, even though they clearly had no evidence, because there was such a public pressure for some sort of result to come from this?
It was because it was my house.
Right.
Anybody who lived in my house would have been arrested. I wasn't arrested until 10 to 12 on the Friday night.
What was it like being questioned?
Well, it was horrible, but I knew the answers I was giving was 100% the truth.